Vayter in Shasrim Bavabasa of Kuf Tesvav, bringing up by the middle of the page about a Mishnah. Now, we saw a bunch of these ideas already, but now we get to see it straight out in the Mishnah. Let's talk about a guy. We'll call this guy Yaakov. Okay, we're going to see why, because Rashbam can use that name also. Then we get him Yaakov. He dies. Who inherits him? If he has no son, so then you pass it on to his daughter. Ben Kodem Labas. The son goes before the daughter. And not only does the son go before the daughter, but even anyone that comes from him. Kol Yitzirichu Shel Ben Kodman Labas. So the Rashbam spells it out. Reuven Kodem Ladina. Remember, we say we have a son named Yaakov. Yaakov dies. He has a son named Reuven and Dina. Reuven Kodem Ladina Chosalir Dirish as Yaakov. V'chein kol yotzi yorecho shel Reuven im meis Reuven kodmin ledina achoso liris is Yaakov. So, right, kagon, meis Reuven, let's say Reuven dies, chanoch beno kodmin ledina. So you have a guy Yaakov. Yaakov has a son, Reuven, and a daughter, Dina. And Reuven has a son named Chanoch. Even though Reuven dies, if Chanoch is alive, he goes before his aunt, Dina. Right, ledina, liris nichse Yaakov, uben shel Chanoch, Uben Beno ad Elav Dor Kulum Kodem Ladina. But remember, first time up, Midachsiv Ein Lo Ayin Olav. Right? When it says Ben Ein Lo Ayin Olav, which means let's investigate into the matter. So, you have a guy dies, his son and daughter, the son goes first, and that son has children, so then they're all considered an extension of that son, and therefore they would go before Dinav. None of those, then it goes to the daughter. Bas Kodemus La'achin. The daughter goes before the brothers. That means that we know that this guy died, Yaakov, he is a brother. Esav. Now, if Esav will inherit, but not if there's a daughter over there. The same idea. Even if the daughter's not alive anymore, if she has children that after her, then she goes. They're just like in place of her. The brothers, they go before the brothers of the father. Meaning to say, if Yaakov has brothers, they go before Yaakov's father's brothers. That would be like Yitzchak's brother. We'll call him Yishmael. Yosef Rechov Shalachin Kodem Lachayav. Same idea. Zeklal Kol Hakodem Benachla Yosef Rechov Kodem. Anyone who's Kodem Benachla, the people that are follow after them, the descendants, go before them. Va'av Kodem L'chol Yosef Rechov. But the father goes before all of his descendants, which means to say that if you have Yaakov dies and he has a son and daughter, if he doesn't have a son and daughter, then the next one in line is Yaakov's father, Yitzhak. He goes before any of his descendants, i.e. his brother, his children, meaning the brothers of the deceased, or his brothers, etc. Okay, Zakta Haile Good Gemara. Tanu Rabbanan, says the Gemara, where did we learn this idea that if the son's not alive, then his children, they go take precedence, or if the daughter's not alive, then her children take precedence over the next one in line? Tanu Rabbanan, Bain, Ainli Ala Bain, where it says Bain Ain Lo, Ainli Ala Bain, I don't know if really his son goes before the daughter, Bain, Ben Abay, Ben Abain, Obasa Bain, Oben Basa Bain, I mean, I don't know any of these people, Tamad Lomer, Ain Lo, Ayin Alav, because the Rashbam says it could have been written Ain, Ayin, Aleph, Nun, there's a Yud over there, we darshan that, Bas, Ainli Ala Bas, Basa Bas, Ben Abbas, Bas Ben Abbas, Minayin, Tamad Lomar, Ein Lo, he does not have a daughter, which means Ein with the Gemmi Daishin, Ayin Alav, checking to see if there's anyone that comes from that relationship, meaning descendants. Beep, turn the page. Kuf Tesvav Omebase, Frek the Gemara. How do we do this? How do we go through this Ayin Lo to investigate to see what's going on? Says the Gemara, Haketzad, how do we do this search to check what's going on? Says Rashbam, Hakeitzad Klomar, Vade ki heichi damrinan ayin lo lamata. We go and we check going down to the descendants. Namrinan ayin lo love lamayla. We also go up as well. Shim kala zaro lagami. Let's say he had no descendants after him. Hevi reinu liyori sa'av lamayla. We go up. Hakeitzad atamotzi bekol makom ayin love. We go and check it out. Says Gemara, Hakeitzad nachal mishameshes walechas ad Reuven. We go up, all the way to Reuven. We read this Rashbam. He goes through how you work this out. I read it, but I encourage you to read it as well. But I'm going to just jump to the very bottom of it. Second to last line, Kalala de Milsa, Avi Hames Kodem Lache, Hames, the father of the dead, goes before the brothers of the dead. Vachin Avi Avi Hames, the father's father, goes before the brothers, and Avi Hames, Aval Ache Hames, Kodem La Avi Avi Hames, Vachin Achi Avi Hames, Kodem La Avi Avi Aviv Shalmais, Karim Lakaman, Kabibaya. Okay, fine. Bekitzer, We go all the way up. We go all the way up to go check that. And we go where? All the way to Reuven. Who's Reuven? We know Yaakov had 12 Shvatim. One of them was Reuven. That's how we go all the way up to try to find. Because it could be that this person has relatives below him. I'm sure he's a father. What if his father said? Well, his father's a father. What if his father's father's father? His father's a father's brothers, brothers, and they branch out. What if they're all dead? Just keep going. Keep looking. Valim ad Yaakov. Says Gomer, why don't we go all the way to Yaakov Avinu? Why do you stop at Reuven? Says Rashba, Valim ad Yaakov. She emes Reuven. Who v'chozar v'chozim etzel Yaakov. V'mein Yaakov, Shimon v'levi yershin. And so Roy l'Reuven acheim. Dahav lehu. Achi avi avi av aviv. Right, so then we can shift over to another Shevet. Amar Abaye, gemir de lo kol shifta. No, we have a tradition that a Shevet will not be knocked out. There will always be somebody left in the Shevet. That's a pasuk that Rashbam brings. Can Yeh Hashem lo shenisi v'atem ben Yaakov lo chilisem? I have not changed, and your sons of Yaakov have not been knocked out, won't be destroyed. So whatever them, any of them, they're going to be gone. It says, Gemara, Rav Huna, Merav, kol mitiras bas im bas haben, afilu nashi b'shisrael, ein shom lo. Anyone who says that, you know what, it's true, that if let's say you have a guy who has a son, and the son dies, and he leaves over a daughter, so she inherits before anyone else. Kol omer tiras bas, that a daughter will inherit im bas haben. So let's say this guy, he has two kids, a son and a daughter. So the son goes before the daughter. What if the son has a daughter, and then the son dies? Then the son's daughter goes before the sister, and then she gets everything, and that's it. But apparently there are some that would say, no, not only does the son's daughter get, but she splits it with her aunt, which is the original daughter. So Bob is a son and a daughter. And now Bob's daughter is going to get with Bob's granddaughter. Right? They're going to split it. That's not true. And kol omer tiras bas im bas haben, afilu nasi shebi Yisrael. Even this is the Nasi, we don't listen to him. She'enon ella maisa tzedukim. This is from the tzedukim. And this is one of the holidays, the Tanya, Barabbas, Esther Matavis, Tavna Ledinana. On the 24th of Tavis, we came back to the original din. That is at the tzedukim, they took over a little bit. They had people that get involved in the Sanhedrin. And because of that, they made a lot of new dinim that were not al pi halacha. And there was one of the things that happened. Megillas Tainis tells a bunch of different days, holidays that we had. We don't no longer have all of these. But there were a bunch of holidays that we had. And one of them was on the 24th of Teves, you know, the fast. Because it was a holiday that we got back control over the Tzedukim. Shahayit Tzedukim Omrim Tira Shabbas Imaben. They used Im Tiri Shabbas im Basaben. So the daughter would inherit with the daughter of the son. Says Rashbam, Miu im Ben Haben Modulators. With the son's son, then they agree that no, that doesn't happen. That means if the son is a son, he gets everything, even though there's a daughter that's left over. Says the Rashbam to explain whether it's Tzedukim, who are these people? Tzedek Ubaitus, they were Talmidim of Antigonus Yisochov. You know, from Perkei Avos Fame, third Mishnah in the first parak. Antigonus Yisochov, Hayushon L'Talmidehem, they taught to their students, Mashakiblu Antigonus, that was he got from Antigonus. Al Tiyuka Avadim Misham Shin Esarav, Amanasa Kabba Pras. Don't be like those who serve the master in order to get reward. Elavu Kavanu Mashem Shin Esarav, Amanasa Kabba Pras. And V'Tola Talmidim made a mistake with that. V'Kach Shayu Savurim. Dahachi kamer ivdu lamakom va'al tegab eschar. Serve Hashem, but don't get schar. Va'amru kemo she'ein bo mamish v'daber ze kein kol de v'chachamim. It says just like this doesn't have any mamashes. This doesn't make sense. So do all the words of the chachamim. Sorry about that. Sitting in the sukkah here. Kach kol de v'chachamim v'tov upakru b'divrei chachamim. V'nikru tzedukim al shem tzaduk. They're called tzedukim because of the tzaduk. They said, just like this doesn't make any sense, so do none of the things that come to them make any sense. But they made a mistake with that. Obviously, it's not what they were saying. It's just saying, don't serve with that in mind. Your kavanah should be serving Hashem in order to serve Hashem, not to get schar. But of course, you're going to get schar. And because of the fact that they then started teaching things that weren't true, and they're called tzedukim because of tzaduk. Baitusim al shem baitus ba'ovas to Rabbi Nosson, because that's where they got this from. So they started teaching these things that were actually didn't believe in Torah Shebal Peh. Nitpa lehen Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he came and he He joined them, like to have a little conversation. Amar lehem, he said to them, Shotim, mirayim lechem, you fools, where do you get this from? That if Bob dies, he's a son and a daughter, that the daughter is going to get along with the son's daughter. We know that's not the case. It goes with the son's daughter, gets everything. Why are you saying that's good? V'lohaya adam, no one was able to answer him. Except for one elderly man. He said, what do you mean? He came, he fought with him, and he said the following. If the bas bino, that's the granddaughter, she's coming from the koch of the son, and she gets an inheritance, right? She is yorish. So then, bito haba mikocho lokoshke, and the daughter, which comes directly, it's a direct line from the dead guy, from the deceased, right? He's not a grandchild. He's not coming through somebody else. It's directly from him. Then lokoshkein, of course, she should be able to go ahead and to inherit as well. Now, this was the custom of the goyim at the time. That's why they were like going along with this type of thing. So what did he say back? It says, Kra a love, Kara a love is a mikra azer. Yochum and Zaki responded by bringing a pasuk, which actually doesn't knock them out. And they're going to call him out on that, and then he's going to knock him out for real. Why does he knock him out immediately? Because he doesn't want to really give them the real answer, because he's not supposed to teach them how to do this. But anyway, Kara a love is a mikra azer. He read him the following pasuk. Eile b'nei Seir ha'chori yosri ha'aretz. These are the sons of Seir, the Chori, who are settled in the land. So there's a guy named Chori. And these are the kids. Lotan v'shova v'tzivan v'ana. Lotan shova, tzivan, and ana. Uksiv, another pasuk, and the pasuk goes on and says, Eile b'nei tzivan v'aya v'ana. These are the sons of Tzivan, Aya, and Ana. Now, if you remember, we just saw that said in the first part, Lotan Shovot Sivan Va'ana, yet then it says, Ele b'nei Tzivan, these are the children of Tzivan, who was one of those four people mentioned there, V'aya V'ana, it says the name Ana again. So if Ana was Tzivan's son, so why is it, the first pasuk says that he is the son of Seir, who's his brother. Elam Elamed, a little bit of Amion Grandpa Shtiklach, Shabbat Tzivan al Imo, Tzivan, who was the son of Seir, had a relationship with his own mother. For hold on, had a child named Anna. So Anna was his son and was also his brother. So he was only Seir's grandson. However, when we go ahead and we talks about the being those who are living in the land, it says that it doesn't say Tzivan anymore, right? So we say that we learn out that when Seir died, Tzivan also wasn't alive, and Anna was Yorish, the land, together with Seir's sons. Okay, so he's called a son to teach that when a grandson is in the place of his dead father, he's considered like a son. And therefore, we say that just like a son takes the first dibs, right, over a daughter and inherits the entire thing, so too a son's son will do as well. So too, right, so it comes out that a son's daughter, right, also would go and take over a daughter of the dead, and then we get the whole thing. So, now the Gemara is just right there. We just came out to say a son's son. We didn't say anything about a son's daughter. That's what he's going to call Matt on. But before that, we say, hold on a second. How do you know this is all true? How do you know that it's Ami and Grandpa Shtickle? Maybe there's two people named Anna. I'm a rabbi. Amina Milsa Dala Amra Shavar Malka. I'm going to say something that not even King Shavar said. Who's Shavar Malka? Who's he quoting over here? Omanu? Who's he calling that? Shmuel. That's called Shmuel. Why does he call it Shmuel? Because the halacha always goes like Shmuel when it comes to Dine Mamanus. And therefore, he was like strong and ironclad like the king. At the time, the king's name was Shavar Malka. He was the Persian king. That was ruling at the time, so he called him that. Ikadayim, some say, Amra Papa, Amina Milsadla, Amra Shavar Malka. This is something not even Shavar Malka said. Omanu, who's he referring to? Is what? Rabba. You say, like, Rabba, you know, the halacha always goes like him. And the response says, Rabba Nami Kari Shavar Malka, Mishum, Dehilchasa Nami Kavasei, the halacha is always like him, except for Sada Inyan of Mechsach, like we saw on Daf Kufya Dalit, right? And those are the halachas like Rav Yosef. So what does he say? Amar Kra, Hu Ana. It says, He is Ana. The first pasuk is, Ve'ele b'nei tzivan v'ayev Ana. Hu Ana, Asher Matzah Zayim Minvar. Why do you say the word Hu Ana? Right? The fact is, because Hu Ana Demekara, he was the original Ana we're talking about all along. So Amalei, so now let's do Ki
he says back to Rabbi Yochanan Zakkai, Rabbi, bekachet apotreini. That's how you're going to go, and what an insult. You knock me out with that. Says Rabban, betamia. Halo gamani modelecha, the ben yorish, as zikno. Of course, the son is inherited. I feel makam bas. About basa ben, who that means to your sabasima. That's the one that we said that the bas is going to go into. Amalei says back to him, shota. You fool. Peep turned up page. Kufta zain. Velote Torah shalema shalanu kesicha betela shalachem. Our perfect Torah should not be like your silliness over here. Right? Dear Kal v'chomer, it doesn't make any sense. Says the Rashbam, lote Torah shalema shalanu eini tzarech litchoscha bekash. I don't have to knock you out like with this silliness. Umiyu. Beikar lo yechafetz legalus lo taimos shadov. I didn't want to originally tell him what the real reason was. The aser legalus lahem time and Torah. You can't really reveal to them the time and Torah. But what can we do? Says Rashbam, kesicha betela shalachem. Kal v'chom shetem danim me'atzvechem. This kal v'chom you're waking up. Sheish alav tshuva. Ma lebas beno sheyafakach makom achen sheyareshes b'makom avia. Kegon beno salafchat sheyirshu b'nechasei chefer avia viem im b'nei chefer shenemar nasan titen lahem. Like we're going to see right now. He's like this. Right, what you're saying makes no sense over here, right? If a daughter of a son whose koach was given, you know, strength even in a place of the father's brothers, right? So if a guy dies, he has a daughter. He has a son, and that son has a daughter. She takes precedence over her grandfather's brothers. Pardon, no, not that high. They have a guy. He has, let's say, five sons, and one of the sons, number one, has a daughter, and the number one dies. Now, when the father dies, the original, you know, one dies. Now, those five are going to be Irish, the four sons and the fifth son's daughter. She takes. One fifth of it over there. You're going to say that to a daughter who's weaker than all the other brothers over here? You can't even compare these discussions over there. She doesn't get anything if there's other boys over there. So, therefore, the original discussion was, you have a guy, and he has a son and a daughter, and the son has a daughter, a granddaughter. And the son, we also know, right, there's an aunt. Then the son dies. So you have Bob, son and daughter, and granddaughter through the son. Bob dies. It doesn't go to daughter at all. Nothing to talk about here. Vinitzchum. And they ended up beating them, and they had no response to this statement over here. And from when that happened, Vosayom, so Yom Tov, the Midi Yom Tov, because Rashi Mishnah says Nischum Chavted B'Teves, the day that beat them was on the 24th of Teves. Oh, now this just one more line over here is a pasuk. Vayomer Yerushas Pleita LeBinyamin Lo Yimach Hashivet Miyisrael. Now there's a terrible story that happened. It was known as Pilegish Begiva. There were people that were from Binyamin, Shivet Binyamin, and they were involved in a terrible thing with a Pilegish. And when the other Shvatim wanted to hand over the bad dudes, Binyamin didn't hand them over. There was a civil war that happened. And Binyamin got demolished. Went from thousands and thousands of people to only 600 men. They were left over with a ton of land now because they were all Yerush, this land. But now, very, very few people left, and the Chamim were worried that what's going to happen. Maybe we're going to lose out an entire tribe. They're going to lose out their nachla. It's going to be totally done. So in order to stop that, they made a halacha that a granddaughter does not inherit. And they could do it through Bezin, Hefker Bezin. So because they wanted to keep it in the Shevet, because if she gets married, then that would go over to another Shevet, and they're going to lose out. Vayomer Yerusha's plate to LeBinyamin, the inheritance of the plate of the remnants of Binyamin, lo yimach hashevet miyisrael, and a Shevet shall not be eradicated from Yisrael. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Bidi, Rabbi Yami, Malami is telling us, Shehisnu al Shevet Binyamin, they made it tonight, Shevet Binyamin, Shalotiris Basa Ben, Imachin, she should not go and inherit with the brothers. So if you have a guy who ends up dying, and he has five sons, let's say the Mashal, one of the sons dies, and she has a daughter, that one-fifth she's not getting, and rather he split it amongst the other four, so they wouldn't lose out this Shevet. But that was just like for the time until they could build up again, and we wouldn't be nervous that they would lose out. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I want to tell you all a great, great day.